Well, I'm talking from Ropner. It's a rambly boo from Ropner Park in Stockton-on-Tees. I've been trying to record this boo a few times this morning. I've been here taking the dog for a walk for the past hour or so. The sun's coming out now. I came out with shorts and t-shirt on, and it was warm enough to do that at 7 o'clock this morning. And it's still, what time is it now? Nearly 8:30. Crikey, Riley. The sun's out and it's getting really warming up. But I discovered Ropner Park only a few days ago. I've moved up to Stockton-on-Tees to live. And so I'm exploring the area bit by bit. And there's a little park near where I live that we normally take the dog to because it's convenient, but there's nothing of interest there. Whereas Ropner Park is a wonderfully restored traditional Victorian park with bandstand and a lake and play area. It has tennis courts now. Lots of activities go on here as well. They run fairs and have bands on and really make use of its facilities. And every time I've come here, there's park rangers working away, maintaining the grounds, keeping it litter free. And it is beautiful. You don't see any litter. And for a big industrial town like Stockton, with the unfortunate depression of the area in the past sort of 20 years, it's become a bit of a... The town was becoming quite grim, but there's been a lot of development in the town, I must say. And I've been learning about the history, of course. And you can see where the council have tried to spruce up the place with the facades of the shops, change the shopping malls over. The streets have been changed to allow pedestrians, and nicely done with fountains and all sorts of things going on. So it's really starting to look quite pleasant as a town. I like it here. I must admit, I like it here. So I've been trying to record this boo for a while, but kept getting interrupted by dog walkers and park rangers and people just wanting to say hello, which is fantastic. And I'm going to record a boo. It won't be a rambly boo, but it'll be another boo. Because about conversation, about how people strike up conversations. Because it's something my son said to me quite a while ago now, about, "Dad, you speak to everyone. Don't you ever get nervous or shy about speaking to strangers?" Anyway, I'll do a boo about that at some point. I've been listening to a few boos. I've been listening to Turbo Stream, Graham. No, that's Graham. Turbo Stream. Black 73 Cat's Graham, isn't it? I can't remember. Adrian. Turbo Stream, that's it, Adrian. And Paul of the Marnie blog, who I always like to listen to. I must admit, it inspires me to think about certain things and to record boos, to be honest. I'm quite enjoying this rambly boo for 2016. It's not a rigid thing, you just record a boo when you've got nothing really much to say, but you want to have a ramble, and you're going for a ramble or a bimble. Bimbly boo, rambly boo, that sort of thing. I'm going to keep this boo short. I'm going to keep it under 5 minutes. The boo 5 min tag, devised by Simon SM2N, just to try and keep boos under 5 minutes so that we can listen to more people. When boos go on for 10 minutes, every minute extra a boo goes over 5 minutes, it's one less person we can listen to because of the timing and no time in the day to listen to everybody. That's Simon's thoughts, and I kind of agree. I do kind of agree. Simon knows I'm all for the shorter boo. So I'm going to leave it there because I've rambled enough and I'm just filling out filler for no reason. So I'll put the description of Ropner Park in the description of this boo, and a link to it. Go check it out. It's worth a look. Come on, Gizmo. Let's go home. We've been out for an hour and a half. Let's go and get some breakfast. Some bacon.